800 teens trash $4.8 million Airbnb Texas mansion with wild party that ended in gunfire. By Catherine Hamilton on March 26, 2026. Approximately 800 unruly teens trashed a $4.8 million Airbnb Texas mansion during a wild party that spun into mayhem and gunfire. Officers from the Salina Police Department responded to the massive home on March 21 after receiving several 911 calls reporting gunshots and armed men threatening to kill someone, Daily Mail reported. We started getting the 911 calls with the shots fired. We also got a call that there were 10 men at the front gate, and they had guns, and they were threatening to kill someone, Salina Police Chief John Cullison told a local news outlet. So, this of course amped our officers up just a bit to make sure we go inside and keep everybody safe. But it wasn't until they went inside and they actually realized how vast this party was, he continued. Cullison said the party was advertised online. Officers reportedly saw teens as young as 15 years old and adults as old as 25 years old at the property and counted between 500 and 800 people. Body cam footage of the underage circus shows teens running as officers arrived on the scene, according to the report. No injuries were reported. Videos taken from inside the party showed brawls, revelers dancing on countertops, and widespread chaos, according to the report. The property owner, Kishore Karlapudi, told Fox News that whoever booked the home on Airbnb said they only needed it for a party of 7 people. He said the partiers broke the granite countertop kitchen island, as well as other fixtures around the home. Karlapudi shared pictures showing how partiers took down mirrors and paintings around the home and left broken glass and garbage strewn about. We were totally shocked, and they damaged the property, you know. They took all the furniture out of the living space, and they put it in the garage, he said. A minor was arrested for a suspected DUI and another person with an active warrant was also apprehended, according to the report. Cullison said the department is still investigating the incident and issued a stark warning to parents. As both your chief of police and a parent, I strongly encourage parents in our community to use this incident as a catalyst for having open and direct conversations with their sons and daughters about personal responsibility, wise decision-making, and the dangers that can quickly intensify in such environments, he said.